But don't take it so personal. Don't take it to heart. Especially the pre-printed flowery parts about how you're so kind and so sweet and pretty. They were written by some guy in Kansas City. Some little bitty twit who probably beats his wife. Then she beats him up worse. My God, what a life. Then he picks himself up and drives his Geo to work. Sits down in his cubicle, dusts off his shirt. Takes a deep breath, starts grinding out those lines about how you're the greatest, yeah, you're so fine. So don't be taken in by words so sweet and witty. They were written by some guy in Kansas City. We need to recreate somehow, right here on Tulip Street, that warm and cheerful atmosphere where friendly folks can meet and hug each other, share a laugh, and their deepest hopes and wishes, instead of throwing sucker punches and Walmart's finest dishes. A cozy place that overflows with sweet camaraderie, the kind of love and tenderness that you once had for me, where everyone feels welcome, Hakeem, Jose, and Jerome. And you and me, that's why I'll be bringing the honky-tonk home.
She'd stolen away with nothing to say, as quiet and slick as you choose. Now I'm always polite, so I'm asking you nice, excuse me while I have the blues, just for a minute now.
Yeah, when you arrive in heaven, they ain't gonna ask if you had a Maserati that'd go real fast. It might have made your blood run a little hotter and thicker, but it also might have got you there a little bit quicker. Well, you drift into the bar while you wait for your car to get the knob on your 6-speed shifter fixed. Look around to see what you can see besides sports TV. Cute little thing who's removed her wedding ring says,
hey, what's the matter? Ain't it better than it
was? Broke my arm in Amarillo, went to Cyprus for a sling. Cut a callus off in Cuba and they didn't charge a thing. Went to Britain for my itching and to Iceland for my eyes. Irish intern pulled a hairball out of me to my surprise. Got a mole removed in Malta, stomach stapled up in France. After I began to notice that I couldn't zip my pants. Fixed a hernia in Hong Kong and my leg in Liechtenstein. When I got back to the US I was feeling mighty fine. This here's a land of plenty, and plenty's what it takes to get. I don't need fame and fortune, though of course it would be grand, to buy you things that might just make you smile, like flying down to Mexico for a few days on the beach. I'm fine just sitting here with you a while. Now I don't need my name in lights or for 20 angels every night to drop on down from heaven and enfold me. Holding you would hold me. But even with a little spam, I thank God every day for this way to keep in touch with friends with so many things to say. Little known facts about unnatural acts, so much I never did know. Do they have email in heaven? If not, I don't want to go.
She taught me how to love and give my heart away. She taught me to look forward to each new and precious day. Then she taught me how to sit and cry the whole night long. She taught me how to sing these songs all right.